You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So our buddy Jay Binkley from next door over at 96.5 The Fan just sent me something that is eye-popping. The top 50 telecasts. So something that aired on TV, okay?
Yep.
For 2025.
And it's on one page, Dan. I want everyone to like kind of visualize this.
Two rows, one page.
The top 50.
Hang on. The top 50. I could even go as far as the top 100, but we're just going to do top 50. One, two, three.
We don't have all day.
Four, five. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
They're all NFL games.
45 of the top 50.
Oh, come on, NFL.
Are NFL football games.
45. And by the way, only like 45 of the top 50. The other five are way down the list except one.
Except one.
How many of them are Chiefs games?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Mm.
So literally every most watched television program last year, minus five, were NFL games in the top 50. Here are the only other, by the way, number one was Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and Eagles. That was number one. Number two was the AFC Championship between the Bills and the Chiefs. Two of the three Thanksgiving games were number three and four. The only one in the top 10 that is not an, I mean, if you ever needed proof that the NFL has this country controlled, you only need to look at this list. And some of them are just nondescript games, just regular season games.
Just whatever.
Steelers versus the Lions, number 18. Eagles Chiefs, regular season, number 11. Bears Packers, regular season, 22. The only non-football related telecast to break into the top 10 is the president's address to a joint session of Congress at number 9. Number 28, Game 7 of last year's World Series. Number 30, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Number 47, the President's Inauguration.
And keep in mind, Macy's Day Parade, real quick, everyone in America, for the most part, outside of public safety, is home on that day. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity to have millions and millions and millions of more eyeballs than you normally would when there's a game on.
You have a captive audience.
Yes.
Number 49, Ohio State versus Notre Dame in the national championship early last year.
Really quickly, just back to the Macy's Day Parade, and this feels like a stupid question considering the context in which we're discussing it. Does anybody really watch that? I don't think I've ever actually...
You keep it on in the background.
It's on in the background.
I don't think I've ever actually watched one in my life.
It's on in the background. Yeah.
What does this list actually say?
Well, hang on just a second. So now I'm on the back 50. So 51 to 100. Okay? It is predominantly NFL football.
On the back 50?
On the back 50, minus a couple of college football games. College football games.
Like the NCAA championship game? Is that on
like,
there?
Like the college football playoff quarterfinal, Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. The Academy Awards came in at 72.
That's not bad.
Then you have the Miami-Ohio State quarterfinal. That's at number 77.
So the ones that aren't NFL are still sports.
The NCAA mm-hmm. basketball championship between Florida and Houston came in at 88.
Well, I mean, snoozer.
The Kentucky Derby came in at 95.
Now that surprises me.
Everything minus the president's inauguration and his address to the nation, which came in at number 9, the other 98 slots are sports.
So what does that say?
Sports. We are sports addicted.
Distraction, one, distraction, distraction.
There may not be anything else on broadcast TV
not one,
worth watching.
Not one single live action comedy or drama even made the list.
It's also very telling of where the screens are nowadays, where TV is nowadays.
Top five NFL games of 2025. I'll give you a hint. Of the top five, The Chiefs have four.
Oh, wow. Well, the first game of the season.
The AFC Championship, the Super Bowl.
These are not related to the Super Bowl or playoffs.
Mm.
These are regular season games.
Oh, like Chiefs Raiders?
Chiefs Raiders did not make the list.
Huh.
Number five, Kansas City versus Denver with 29 million viewers.
Christmas Day?
It doesn't break it down. It just says by week, Sam, so I don't know.
What was it, week 15?
Yeah, so then it didn't make it. Week 9 is number 4, Kansas City versus Buffalo with 31 million viewers. Week 2, Kansas City versus Philly, 34 million viewers. Number 2, Green Bay versus Detroit in week 13, 48 million viewers.
Wow.
And number one, so this had to be on Thanksgiving. Week 13 had to be Thanksgiving because both Detroit and Dallas finished 1 and 2. Number one was Kansas City versus Dallas on Thanksgiving Day with 57 million viewers.
Definitely destination TV, you know, watching the football games.
I wouldn't
games,
have thought Kansas City and Dallas.
This also shows you that they're just, people are watching elsewhere.
They're streaming. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there really is no reason to go to TV, to Dan's point. I mean, I have an antenna, and other than maybe 5 minutes of whatever morning news channel, predominantly number 9, that I want to watch is the only time that I go to that antenna unless I want to watch football.
Mm-hmm.
So
our viewing habits have changed.
So I'll be honest with you. The only what would be considered over the air that we watch. I mean, give me a break. Wheel of Fortune on Fox 4 at 6:30. I mean, give me a break. So we watch Wheel of Fortune every night. We are suckers for Boston Blue, which is the sequel to Blue Bloods. And we will watch America's Got Talent.
That's it.
Anything, the only over the air that we watch is sports.
I can't remember the last thing I watched over the air.
Well, you just said Channel 9 Morning News.
Yeah, 5 minutes of the morning news. I mean,
Yeah, I rarely watch anything over the air other than catching a quick newscast here and there and football. Yeah.
Interesting take from the text line. It could also be a boost in viewership for other games that you wouldn't normally be watching because of the prominence of sports betting.
It's possible, but I don't bet sports, but yet I watched last night the Ole Miss Miami game.
But I'm referencing, and what this texture is referencing, is before you would set up one TV and I'm just going to watch this one game.
Right.
And now, if you've got a bet on 3 or 4 different games that are happening at the exact same time,
you're buying NFL Red Zone, you're watching all of them.
Yeah, there are guys out there that their wives are unhappy. They now have 4 TVs in the living room.
I'll tell you what's going to kill over-the-air broadcasting. And it's already started. Because right now, you've got Thursday Night Football on Prime, right? You've got, and some of the games are moving over to Netflix. Once the streaming channels start buying up the NFL and college football, over-the-air TV is dead.
Well, it's already started.
That's what I just said.
It was the last one a couple nights ago on Prime, or KU was on Prime or something.
Well, KU's on ESPN Plus.
We were looking around like, where is the game?
Mm-hmm. It's on ESPN Plus.
Most of us haven't seen this new CBS news anchor.
Have I told you my good friend's father called her several years ago and said, call me back. I can't figure out Netflix. She called him and she said, Dad, what's going on? She's like, I set it up. It's on your smart TV. And he said, I'm on Guide and I have scrolled 6 times.
It's not where you're going to find it, Dad.
Where is the Netflix?
Where is the Netflix?
Was looking on the DirecTV Guide. Damn it, where's the Netflix?
Oh, the DirecTV Guide. He was going through thousands of channels.
He was scrolling through thousands, like all the way down to the music channels that no one uses, and then all the way back up to Fox 4.
Woodworking,
Viva La Mexico.
3 times, I can't find the Netflix.
Alternative pop, vintage country.
Yes.
The Farmer's Almanac.
Poor guy.
Ooh, churning butter.
All right. We've got the airing of the grievances. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Remember, we're trying to keep it to grievances. We'll let a gratitude or two slip through every once in a while. But remember, if your life is good, nobody wants to hear about it. Okay? Let's keep it to grievances. We'll do that right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.